You're listening to SBS News.
The $3.8 billion National Redress Scheme was a key recommendation of the Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission. The Anglican Church, the Salvation Army, the Scouts and the YMCA have now announced they will join the scheme a day after the Catholic Church said it would do the same. Bishop Stephen Pickard from the Anglican Church says an in-principle agreement has been reached.
We're mindful that, for instance, in our own church, some survivors have chosen not to connect with our internal redress scheme, and therefore we are very pleased to be able to join in this national independent redress scheme. We think this will be a very important part of the process for the healing of survivors of abuse.
Bishop Pickard says the Diocese of Melbourne, Brisbane and Tasmania had already resolved to join and others are expected to soon. The YMCA says it is working with all 19 clubs across the country to help ensure it can be part of the scheme. The organisation's Australian CEO, Melinda Kroll, says the responsibility for responding to survivors of child abuse is a shared one.
Just as we all share a responsibility to keeping all children safe and protected in Australia. Listening to children and hearing their voice is of paramount importance for us all to learn and to do within this country.
Legislation to enable the opt-in scheme passed Federal Parliament's lower house on Tuesday night. The scheme could begin on July the 1st if it passes the Senate. Scouts Australia Chief Commissioner Neville Tompkins praised the government for the opportunity to recognise the impact of the crimes committed.
It has also provided Australia with the necessary framework to recognise the impact these horrific crimes have had on far too many young people. We are humbled by those survivors who have shown courage and commitment in appearing before the Royal Commission to share their stories.
The Salvation Army has said it is profoundly sorry for the abuse children suffered. The organisation says it wants to be ready for the redress scheme in a matter of weeks. The Catholic Church's move yesterday was notable as it marks the first non-government institution to opt into the scheme. It is also estimated it will be liable for about $1 billion in compensation. Western Australia is the final state yet to sign up, although State Attorney General John Quigley believes the negotiations with the federal government could be finalised within 6 to 8 weeks. The scheme will cover about 60,000 institutional child sex abuse survivors nationally, with compensation payments capped at $150,000. After decades of neglect and abuse, many survivors say that figure is too low. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.